Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mark Kaminski, and as Chairman of the Board of Directors of Reliance Steel & Aluminum Company, it is my pleasure to welcome you to our 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders. I'd like to recognize the more than 14,000 colleagues in our family of companies, each of whom contributes significantly each and every day to Reliance's success. On behalf of the Board of Directors, we are grateful for your continued investment in Reliance and your attendance at this virtual annual meeting of stockholders. We will proceed with the required annual meeting agenda, and then Reliance's CEO, Jim Hoffman, President Karla Lewis, and CFO Arthur Ajemyan will respond to any questions submitted through the web portal. Please note that only stockholders who have properly registered to attend this virtual annual meeting will be able to submit questions using the designated field on the web portal. With us today is a representative of Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., our Inspector of Elections. Also attending are representatives from KPMG LLP, our independent registered public accounting firm, including our lead audit partner, Michelle Rowe. We are now ready to begin the business portion of the annual meeting. Will Smith, our Corporate Secretary, will record the proceedings of the meeting. Voting. Before we can proceed with the annual meeting, our bylaws require the presence in person or by proxy of a major majority of the shares entitled to vote at the meeting in order for a quorum to exist. Our Inspector of Elections has informed me that the shares of those present or represented by proxy are in excess of the quorum requirements, and I now declare a quorum present. As you know from the proxy materials, the first order of business is the election of directors. The Board of Directors has nominated a slate of 10 directors to serve for a term of one year and until their successors have been duly elected and qualified. I would like to now introduce my colleagues on the Reliance Board of Directors, each of whom is present today and has been nominated to serve another one-year term. Lisa Baldwin, Karen Colonias, Frank Dellaquila, Chair of the Audit Committee, John Figueroa, Chair of the Compensation Committee, Jim Hoffman, CEO of Reliance, Karla Lewis, President of Reliance, Rob McEvoy, Dave Seeger, and Douglas Stotlar, Chair of the Nominating and Governance Committee. There are three other proposals to be considered today. A non-binding advisory vote to approve the compensation of the company's named executive officers, ratification of the appointment of KPMG LLP as our independent registered public accounting firm to perform the audit of our 2022 financial statements, and consideration of a stockholder proposal to amend the company's proxy access bylaw submitted by Mr. John Chevedden. Before we proceed to voting, Mr. Chevedden is on the phone today to present his stockholder proposal. Operator, we are now ready for Mr. Chevedden.
Hello, this is John Chevedden. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Proposal four, improve our Catch-22 proxy access. Shareholders request that the Board of Directors take the necessary steps to enable as many shareholders as may be needed to combine their shares to equal 3% of our stock owned continuously for three years in order to enable shareholder proxy access. It's time to realize that the current arbitrary limit of 20 shareholders to initiate shareholder proxy access is useless. This is the eighth year that more than 500 companies have had a shareholder right to proxy access. There's not been one serious attempt of shareholder proxy access at any of 500 companies over eight years. A reasonable ability to elect a new director by using proxy access can prompt better director performance, even if the ability to elect a new director is not used. For example, proxy access could be used to replace the director received the most negative votes at the annual meeting. For Reliance Steel, this was Douglas Stotlar, who received up to 14 times the negative votes as other Reliance Steel directors. The current arbitrary limit of 20 shareholders to initiate shareholder proxy access can be called Catch-22 proxy access. In order to assemble 20 shareholders who have owned 3% of company stock for an unbroken 3 years, one would reasonably need to start with 60 shareholders who own 9% of company stock for an unbroken 3 years, because initiating proxy access is easily susceptible to errors. The 60 shareholders could then be whittled down to 40 shareholders because some of the shareholders would be unable to timely meet all the paperwork requirements. After the 40 shareholders submitted their paperwork, then management might somewhat arbitrarily claim that 10 shareholders did not meet the requirement, and management might convince another 10 shareholders to drop out, leaving 20 shareholders. But the current bylaws do not allow 40 shareholders to submit their paperwork to end up with 20 qualified shareholders. But how does one begin to assemble a group of 60 potential participants if potential participants can not even be assured of participant status after following the tedious rules that are 3,500 words of legalese, with the directors having the last word on interpreting the 3,500 words? A single shareholder always takes the risk that that shareholder will be the 21st shareholder that could be excluded by the arbitrary limit of 20 shareholders. It is important to remember that the largest shareholders can be the least likely shareholders to take on the administrative burden of initiating shareholder proxy access. Management does not claim that any of our largest shareholders have ever even submitted a Rule 14a8 shareholder proposal, which is less work than initiating shareholder proxy access. Please vote yes. Improve our Catch-22 Proxy Access Proposal 4.
Thank you, Mr. Chevedden, for your stockholder proposal. We will now proceed with the vote on all of these matters. If you return a proxy and your votes have automatically been recorded in accordance with your instructions, any stockholders who are properly registered for this virtual meeting and who have not yet voted or wish to change their votes may do so by clicking on the voting button on the web portal and following the instructions. The polls are now closed for voting. Will the Inspector of Elections please provide the voting results?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of the 61,947,585 shares of the company's common stock outstanding and eligible to vote at this meeting, 55,964,784 shares, or 90.34% of the outstanding shares, are represented here today, signifying the quorum exists. Votes were cast on the four matters being considered in the following manner. Regarding proposal number one, the election of directors, at least 97.26% of the votes cast were voted in favor of each of the 10 nominee directors, four directors. 96.82% of the votes present voted in favor of proposal two, to consider a non-binding advisory vote to approve the compensation of the company's named executive officers. 99.29% of the votes present voted in favor of Proposal 3 to ratify the appointment of KPMG LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for 2022. And lastly, regarding the Proposal 4, the stockholder proposal, regarding change to the company's proxy access bylaw to remove the size limit on the stockholder nominating group, 26.2% of the votes present voted in favor of the proposal, 73.8% of the votes present voted against the proposal, and 0.1% of the vote present abstained. So I respectfully submit my inspector's oath and report to be filed with the minutes of this meeting.
Thank you. As a result of the voting, I hereby declare that all nominees for director have been elected for a term of 1 year. The non-binding advisory vote to approve the compensation of the company's named executive officers has been approved. The appointment of KPMG LLP as our independent registered public accounting firm to perform the annual audit of our 2022 financial statements has been ratified, and the stockholder proposal has not been approved. With the results now officially announced and recorded by the Corporate Secretary, and there being no further business, I hereby declare the 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders adjourned. Thank you for your attendance and for your continued support of Reliance, particularly in these extraordinary times. At this time, Jim, Carla, and Arthur will respond to questions from our stockholders. As a reminder, only stockholders who have properly registered to attend this virtual meeting are able to ask questions using the designated field on the web portal.
Yeah, this is Jim Hoffman, CEO. The first question we have here: are more acquisitions planned in the year ahead, and will inflation impact potential acquisitions? As far as planned, no, but hopefully we'll have opportunities to be able to add good companies to our family of companies, and we're seeing a lot of activity along those lines, and we'll continue to do our due diligence and review. Will the inflation impact potential acquisitions? It could impact the price. It could impact perhaps some of the competition from private equity that may decide to sit on the sideline. But we'll have to see. But acquisitions have been, as you all know, a wonderful part of our growth strategy. Next question says, are director requirements expected in the next year? Where have the successful director nominations come from in the last 5 years? Have any of the board committees named a new chairman in the last year? Mark, I'll refer to you on that one.
Okay, thanks, Jim. We have no expected director retirements in the next year. We had two director retirements in this last cycle, Sally Anderson, who chaired our audit committee, and Andy Sharkey, who served on several committees. We do have a new chairman of the audit committee and a new director, Frank Dell'Aquila, who joined the board in October of 2022 and was elected today to another one-year term. The nominations come from several resources, external resources that we look out to find people that are qualified to serve on the board.
Okay, and then this is Carla Lewis, and the next question, do you see margins shrinking due to material and supply chain issues in the current environment? Typically, when metal is hard to get, that's a good opportunity for us because of our strong relationships with the domestic producers who we've partnered with for many years. So we're typically able to get the metal, and we're able to pass our costs through to our customers. So our gross profit margins can actually improve in tight markets and when there are disruptions because of our model and the way that we service our customers. So we do not, there's inflation in a lot of our expense items, and we try to pass those costs on to our customers as well. So we've operated through those types of environments many times in the past, and so we don't see any significant impact on our margins at this time.
It appears that there are no additional questions today. Seeing no further questions at this time, we would like to thank you again for attending this annual meeting of stockholders and for your continued support of Reliance.